Welcome to episode 11 of the 5-Minute Mayberry Devotional entitled Mighty Peculiar. Normally I would be covering episode 11 of the Andy Griffith Show, but as I said last week, that's the Christmas episode, so I want to wait until December before I cover that one. In today's episode, we're going to look at episode 12 of the Andy Griffith Show, entitled Stranger in Town. And my Bible verse comes from Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2. The episode starts at the barber shop with Barney getting a haircut. The conversation turns between Barney's haircut and politics as Floyd tells how things would be if he were president. Andy comes in and joins in on cutting Barney's hair. We then see the bus come into town and a stranger gets off the bus and comes into the barbershop. While no one knows this stranger, he seems to know all about Floyd, Andy, and Barney. They decide to follow him as he goes to the hotel. And we see that he knows the difference between Mrs. Buntley's twins, which makes everything even more peculiar. It is at the hotel that we learn the stranger's name is Ed Sawyer. When he checks into the hotel room, he seems to know things about the rooms, picking the one that's been freshly painted. And Barney ends up following him and notices more strange things about him. When Ed stops by the courthouse, we learn that he's never been to Mayberry, but claims it as his hometown. Barney is still trying to find out something about Ed Sawyer, and we see that Ed stops by the courthouse again. He wants to talk to Andy about Lucy Matthews. After being too forward with Lucy when she stops by, he scares her away. Andy finally finds out about Ed Sawyer. Ed was in the military with Joe Larson, and this is how Ed found out about Mayberry. Ed claimed to be from no place, and he lived alone and lived in hotels. He kept learning about Mayberry from the local paper and finally convinced himself that he was from Mayberry. Andy decides to tell the newspaper about Ed's story, but is not able to finish it because he ends up having to stop a mob that's led by Bill Matthews as they're trying to fight Ed Sawyer. Andy then goes on to explain to the group Ed's story of how he picked Mayberry as his hometown because he liked the people and he liked the town. After Andy's story, Ed is treated like a real Mayberryan. He's given cheaper rates at the hotel. Lucy Matthews agrees to see Ed, and the gas station is offered up again to Ed for sale. The epilogue to the show has Andy and Barney bringing Ed into the barbershop to finish off his initiation as a member of the Mayberry community. He's going to get his first haircut by Floyd. The illustration from the show I want to look at deals with Ed Sawyer being a stranger in town. In fact, we learn that Ed has never been to Mayberry before. Even though Ed has never been to Mayberry, he seems to know a lot about the residents. We see that he even falls in love with a girl from Mayberry that not only has he never met, but he's never seen. All these things make him very peculiar. In fact, while Andy talks to Sarah on the phone about him being peculiar, Opie walks in and overhears the conversation. After the phone call is over, Opie tells Andy that he's part peculiar himself. Upon quizzing Andy on its meaning, Opie comes back with the meaning that it's dirty. After all, the teacher said his neck looked mighty peculiar. When we think of peculiar, we think of the definition as being strange, different, abnormal, or even unique. At one point, Barney wants to run out of town because he's acting so strange. Andy admits that if they were to do that to everyone who acted strange, there wouldn't be left anybody in town. Andy even has to admit that he'd probably have to run himself out of town. In the Bible, if I count it right, the word peculiar is used in the King James Version 7 times. One of the early instances is in Deuteronomy 14:2, where it says, "For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth." While our modern definition of peculiar would fit this instance, this isn't what the modern translators mean it to be. If we think that we are called to be a peculiar people, you could say that we're called to be a different people, that we're called not to act like the rest of the world. We are called to be set apart. And using that definition works great. But modern translations translate this meaning to be more of a secured possession. The English Standard Version translates the part of the verse to say, "The Lord has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession." In our modern definition, being peculiar is something that we think of, that we do that sets us apart. We act a certain way, and that makes us a peculiar. But the Bible translation makes us peculiar because of God's calling upon our lives. We have become peculiar. We have become a treasured possession because of God's act, not because of ours. While Ed Sawyer acted strange and peculiar in the beginning of the episode, we see that after his story is explained, he appears to be welcomed with open arms. In fact, you could say that Ed Sawyer becomes a treasured possession to the little town of Mayberry. As Christian, the world sees us as being strange and different, and that can be a good thing. Setting ourselves apart from the world is what God looks for us in being His treasured possessions. In a similar way of thinking, being fans of the Andy Griffith Show makes us appear to be strange and different to some. It makes us treasured possessions to all of those who share the love of Mayberry. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. Next Wednesday, I'll be covering episode 13, Mayberry Goes Hollywood. And thanks for listening.